Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago brings us back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm very excited about our visit with our friend Mike Daniels. Michael A. Daniels is the co-author, along with Robert Beister, of the new book, Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, The Monetization of the Internet. Folks, I promise you, when you buy this book, when you hold this book in your hands, when you start reading it, you will not want to put it down. If you're like me, if you're involved, if you're using the Internet at all, in a way that's you know, to your advantage, you're leveraging it at all, you're going to want to know what these guys have to say. Mike, congratulations again on a fascinating, compelling book. You're just not going to want to put it down, folks, and you'll thank me later for telling you about it. Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've been telling us about the past and the present of the Internet in the last two segments. Now let's talk about the future. In the first segment, you reminded us that the Internet is not even close to being mature. We're probably not even at the teenager level yet. But let's look ahead. Let's look out on the horizon a little bit. Tell us what you see, you know, down the road, however far you want to go, 5, 10, 20 years, whatever, 100 years, whatever.
I think, Jim, the future, and again, as we just talked in your last segment, you know, we're still in the early formative days of a lot of things that are being put on top of all of this infrastructure. And what I mean by that is all the goods and services and the commercialization and the ease of use and those kind of things that we're all seeing. You know, Amazon would be a great example of that. Nobody thought 15 years ago even that anything like what Amazon does today to deliver every kind of good to you.
They were a bookseller 12 years ago.
They were a bookseller, and you know, in those days when
they were disrupting bookstores, not every retailer in the world.
That's exactly right. So I think the great thing that people need to see is coming are two things. One is the extension of the Internet to the next billion and a half or two people around the globe. And
so you're talking about second and third world people then.
I am talking about second and third
world. And they're going to access the Internet for the first time in their lives on a mobile phone, aren't they?
That is exactly right. The mobile device will be the way they will access it because it's cheap, inexpensive, and they'll try to get it into their hands.
They will have never owned a PC, folks, when they contact you, when they go on your website. Go ahead.
Never owned it. And number two, I would say you will see new innovations of companies that spring up, and they will all be small businesses. Your kind of folks, Jim.
Boy, I'm glad to hear that.
Right? There'll be small businesses that will come up with every kind of product, service, and idea that people don't even conceive of today. And I think the other thing will be we'll see a lot more automation of things on the Internet. Fewer and fewer of customer service centers, things like that. This is becoming a smarter network all the time. So things that none of us even foresee will be out there.
So you're saying that the future of the Internet will be very much a world where small businesses can flourish, but you didn't say that we would recognize those small businesses today, meaning that if you have a small business today, the way it is currently might not be the way it would survive in that future.
That's exactly right, Jim, and I want all of your listeners to think about one thing if they've got a small business or think about setting up a small business. When I started in this business 20 years ago, every single company in it at that time that was a player was literally a small business or a startup.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Internet industry at that time. Jim, and think about that in 20 years, what's happened. Thousands and thousands of small businesses have become very incredibly valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Companies.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. One of the things that I say on that show all the time, Mike, and that I say in my new book, The Age of the Customer, is what I call Blasingame's Law of Business Love. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Exactly right.
So what you're saying is the internet is going to change. Maybe we won't change our industries, but we will change the way we deliver product, the way we serve customers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're dead right on. It'll be how it's delivered to the customers. This has all changed, Jim, and you know that better than anybody. I think you're just ready to put out a new book, aren't you? And
yeah.
The whole paradigm change is directly tied to what's happened in the last 20 years with the internet.
There you go, folks. You heard it from one of the pioneers. Mike, we're so happy that you're part of our world. Will you come back again soon?
I will, Jim. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
What a great resource, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mike, for being here. Happy New Year to you. Folks, I told you we'd get smarter when Mike Daniel joins us. And God willing, we'll have him back on many more times in the future. Very excited about that. I hope you are as much as I am. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.